Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden and Russian leader Vladimir Putin are meeting today in Geneva, Switzerland, a story we will keep you updated on throughout the day. A federal judge in Louisiana issued a preliminary injunction blocking the Biden administration from pausing new oil and gas leases on federal lands. Judge Terry Doty of the U.S. District Court in Monroe, Louisiana, said the administration does not have the legal right to stop leasing federal territory for oil and gas production without approval from Congress. The Southern Baptist Convention, its largest meeting in decades on Tuesday, elected a new president who has worked to bridge racial divides in the church and defeating an effort to make an issue of critical race theory. More than 15,000 delegates in attendance picked their next leader as Ed Litton, a pastor from Alabama. This is USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: "It's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel." Amazon customer: "Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it." Amazon customer: "Excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Although Major League Baseball confirmed cheating by the Houston Astros the year they won the World Series and were allowed to keep the championship, rules at Major League Baseball are taken with a grain of salt. This week, new rules at MLB go into effect. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Major League Baseball will start suspending players for using foreign substances to doctor the baseball. The league announced it will crack down on pitchers who use any substances to enhance their grip, from pine tar to spider tack. New guidelines will give umpires the power to check pitchers for foreign substances at their discretion. Violators will be tossed from the game in which they're caught and hit with a 10-game suspension. The move comes after MLB looked into a number of complaints and found what it called a prevalence of foreign substance use by pitchers throughout the league.
The Senate on Tuesday has unanimously passed legislation establishing Juneteenth, June 19th, as a federal holiday. The passage happened after Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson dropped his objections to the measure. Juneteenth is a holiday celebrating the Emancipation Proclamation. USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
After calling Vladimir Putin a killer and saying he's told him before he has no soul, President Biden on Monday is now calling the Russian leader bright and tough. The two men will meet face-to-face inside an 18th-century Swiss villa situated alongside a lake in Geneva. The fifth American president to sit down with Putin. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
President Biden wraps up his first overseas trip on Wednesday with a summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin. The meeting is expected to last 4 to 5 hours with several sessions during that stretch. Many have questioned what President Biden will be able to gain from the meeting. Former U.S. Ambassador to Russia Michael McFaul says the president should take a Cold War stance with Putin. He tells CNBC that on many issues, the two countries should just agree to disagree.
Well, it's tricky because you want to cooperate on things that you can, but you don't want to sound too chummy. You want to push back on things where we disagree, and the list of disagreements is a lot longer than the list of potential agreements. And so that's the challenge for President Biden into this meeting. It reminds me of older days, Soviet Cold War days, when we met with Soviet leaders, but we didn't check our values at the door, and we agreed to disagree about a lot of things.
The upcoming SpaceX launch of a GPS-3 satellite scheduled for Thursday will be the first national security space mission to use a refurbished Falcon 9 booster. Launch window opens at 12.09 p.m. Eastern and will close at 12.24 p.m. Eastern and will launch from Cape Canaveral, Florida. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Live. It's what we the people must do, ladies and gentlemen, if we're going to realize this American dream for generations yet to come. This is what's on the line. It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Racism is an existential threat to America, says the author and former commander in the U.S. Navy. His new book, which we're going to be talking about, When the Stars Begin to Fall, he points out that if we cannot overcome it, the promise that made America unique on Earth will have died. Welcome, Theodore R. Johnson, author of When the Stars Begin to Fall. Good to have you with us on the show. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing well. Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, Ted Johnson is a senior fellow and director of fellows program at the Brennan Center for Justice and the NYU School of Law, where he undertakes research on race, politics, and American identity. Theodore, I would think that you'd be in conflict with what you're presenting here. The president recently said that the number one threat to American democracy was climate change, and said, in fact, he had the backing and the consensus of many flag generals, flag officers in the military. That seemed to be a bit incongruous to me. What do you say?
Yeah, and so what I do is draw a distinction between the United States, the geopolitical entity, this nation state governed by its interests, and the idea of America, that we're all created equal and that we have unalienable rights to things including life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And so climate change may very well be a existential threat to the United States, the nation state, as well as other foreign actors and a number of economic issues, for example. But to the idea of America, to equality, to life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, racism has been the thing that's prevented us, our country, from living up to its promise. And so this is why I say it's an existential threat to the idea of America and distinguish it from the nation state.
Now, your book, of course, like all books, becomes a snapshot and, in a sense, the state of the union as it is right now. And you see racism as an existential threat to America. Do you see it because of what it is or what it purports to be?
I say that because of what it has been since our nation's inception. And so what I do in this book is walk the reader from our nation's founding all the way through to today, and show through a number of historical examples, political examples, and also through my own family's American journey from slavery to the military, how the nation has not lived up to its principles. Now, I've also show in the book how we have become much better, a much stronger, much more unified nation today over the course of time than we were at our founding. So I don't just point to history and say, look at all the things we did wrong. And I certainly don't point to today and look at all of the things we've gotten right. What I do is point to both of those dots and help the reader connect the two dots to show all of the progress that we've made since our founding and show the distance that we still have to go in order to realize the America that's inscribed in our Declaration and in our Constitution.
And part of that aspiration, as noted in our Constitution, is that we're heading to a more perfect union. We weren't declaring perfection. We were aspirationally setting forth to future generations, hey, this is where we're heading. And I think that we entered into that understanding that, okay, we were going to move to form this unique idea, this American idea. And we did so knowing that slavery was a problem from the get-go, did we not?
We did, absolutely. And what we decided, what the nation decided at its founding, was that the more important thing was to form the Union than to address the question of slavery, which would have prevented the Union's formation. Now, whether you agree with the founders, the framers, or not is a different question. Mm-hmm. But that is the choice they made. And then some 80, 90 years later, the question is presented to the nation again. Do you want a union or do you want to hold on to your views of racial inequality in the United States? And the nation mm-hmm. split over that question. Lincoln took the nation to war to keep the union together, to create this more perfect union. And the issue of slavery was the thing that had to go in order for the union to come together. So, look, I say I am much more happy being a black man in 2021 than mm-hmm. in 1921 or in 1821.
Right.
This talks
I would think.
Directly to
yes.
the progress that our country has seen. Absolutely. But it
yeah.
doesn't suggest that we now have figured it out.
Oh, gosh, no.
No more
yeah.
work to be done, but that democracy, America, is a project always in the mm-hmm. making, and now it's our turn to do our part.
Ted, we're human beings. I mean, you know, we learn as we go. We adapt. Our founding fathers knew that slavery was going to be an issue. I mean, here we are. Our document is loaded with freedom. And, here it is. You're making these statements, and they're like walking hypocrites. I'm sure this really had to grind on some people. But for the sake, and we deal with this today, sometimes for the sake of the economy and greed or whatever you want to call it, we set things aside. But it's that old axiom. You know, it's kind of like the Pennzoil commercial. You can pay me now or pay me later. And our founding fathers decided for the sake of the founding and in order to bring the union together, they said, OK, we'll defer the cost. And so that was the first demonstration of kicking problems, you know, kicking the can up the road. And look what we paid for it. You know, 600,000 people dead, a president assassinated. And here we are. And at some point, Ted, I would just love to be able to have a moment to say, gosh, you know, yeah, we've come a long way. There's been a lot of great things here. We've elected a black president twice. We've had a black attorney general. I mean, there's lots of benchmarks here that are very positive. The impact of, people, thought leaders, people of color who have contributed to the Wolf and Wharf and the history of this great country of ours that I think gets lost in translation. That, you know, if you are looking at the bitterness of it, and I'm not saying that we should, you know, not look at reality, you know, because I think there's some things, you know, to the theoretical aspect of, you know, of CRT that's out there. And I'm one to say, don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. What is the value there that needs to be addressed? What do we need to talk? What is your problem? You know, let's address this honestly and let's reason together. And if this needs to be incorporated into the curricula so people have a better appreciation, because the fact of the matter is what I'm concerned about. And I've said this with our audience, Ted, that, you know, we've got more interracial marriages than we've ever had in our history. And we've got kids of right. interracial families. And they go home after being exposed to CRT without any kind of sensitivity. And they go home and they go, hey, mom, you're black, you're good. Dad, you're white, you're bad. I mean, how do you advance that conversation around the dinner table? Thank you very much, our schools, for indoctrinating our kids.
Look, one of the biggest challenges with racism we have in this country is that we don't know how to talk about it because we are often not talking about the same thing. When someone says America is racist, for example, I look at them and say, you know, as a retired military guy, there's nothing racist about all of us being created equal. There's nothing racist about having unalienable rights to life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. What has been racist is in our history and to some extent today, that those rights have not been extended to the same, have not been protected in the same way between different groups. Certainly historically.
Ted, I'm sorry. We got to go to break. Let's pick it up from there when we come back. More from Ted after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 30 languages worldwide. Since 1983, the Tide Ministry has been airing a single program in Zimbabwe called Amakuku Evangeli, which means precious gospel. Now God has opened the door for us to soon begin broadcasting 12 hours of gospel programming daily across Zimbabwe. This extended broadcast time is a result of a developing partnership with an educational organization called Enhanced Access to Great Learning Experiences. They will supply the broadcasting license and transmitter with the Tide Studio in Zimbabwe, providing the labor, equipment, and production facilities, and together we'll split 24 hours of daily broadcast time. This partnership is part of our 75th anniversary Diamond Vision to amplify ministry initiatives and bring glory to God as we steward His ministry. To learn more about the Tide Ministry and our vision to tell even more people about Jesus in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Hey, we're back with you. Theodore Johnson continues with us, senior fellow and director of the Fellows Program at the Brennan Center for Justice at the NYU School of Law. Navy background, former commander in the U.S. Navy, which we're so grateful that you have supported the cause. You know, I've maintained, Ted, that you know, when today, when we only have about 1%, and some have said less than 1% of America's citizens participating in the military, it's unfortunate because there's a lack of appreciation for the things that you and I are talking about that that come from our heart. You know, these ideals as enunciated in our U.S. Constitution and Declaration of Independence, and how that American idea has served us. And, and I appreciate your new book, When the Stars Begin to Fall, Overcoming Racism and Renewing the Promise of America. You know, I think that like in anything, in any organization, you have to stay focused on your objective, on your mission here. And a little bit, I believe, of this, you know, racism issue. I'm not saying it's not real, but I'm just saying that it's being exacerbated to a point that it serves an antithetical objective, antithetical to a free and fair America. Because when it comes to, you know, this issue of racism, you know, like you, I believed and still believe in what, you know, what God says about us being made in his image, what Dr. King furthered in saying that he wished for the day that we would be judged by the content of our character and not the color of our skin. And though at the time people probably read that as being color of our skin as far as black America is concerned, but today we're in a situation where we're looking at the color of our skin, whether you're white, you're purple, you're pink, you're black, you're brown. It's all colors right now, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And unfortunately, too many people are finding opportunity and political expedience in exploiting the divisions among Americans instead of finding ways to bring us together. And look, we don't have to agree on all the issues, but what we can't allow to happen is those with power to turn us against one another.
Exactly.
And all of us want is for the nation to live up to its professed ideals. And so, look, when racism is talked about as if it's the way that white people feel about black people in their hearts, that is not constructive, and frankly, it's not the state's business. The state's business is protecting our equal access to the full rights and privileges of citizenship. And when someone or some entity infringes on those rights, it's incumbent upon the state to come to our defense. And when the state does not do that, it is in breach of the social contract. It is not living up to its end of the bargain. And meanwhile, we are serving in the military. We're paying our taxes. We're serving jury duty. We're interacting in our neighborhoods. And so this is the gap between who we say we are and who we actually are. And what I hope this book does and conversations like this do is to show that there's not really that much different across races and ethnicities in our country if we focus on the thing that brings us together, which is the belief in the American promise, and not allow opportunists to exploit the things that make us unique and distinct, but do not make us enemies.
Yes, exactly. What we've realized along the way, Ted, here is that it has to transcend all races. Everything, every ideal about our Constitution has to work for everyone. Okay, it just can't work for some. It can't work for just a privileged few. And we do have a little bit of that going on right now. Maybe some might argue, say, well, Bill, it's actually a lot more than you realize because we have this elitist class that has been allowed to, invade our culture, invade our institutions, and that sort of thing. That's a whole nother issue. But and it's probably that group or that entity that is happy to see us at each other's throats. But the majority of Americans like you and I are reasonable and want to come together, and we will do whatever it takes to level out the playing field. I mean, there is remedy. There are laws here, and we need to make sure that those laws are exercised, that if somebody has a grievance and it's a racial issue, that should be addressed immediately and resolved so that we can move forward. We've got greater things to do than to continue to adjudicate something as basic as the color of our skin, don't we?
Yes, absolutely. Well, the Declaration says that we have a government that derives its power from the consent of the governed.
Yes.
Now, if you are in government, if you are leading the nation state and do not want the nation state to be responsive to the people, but to work to the benefit of a few, then you have no interest in allowing the governed to find consent, much less give it. And so it is opportunistic, it is expedient to exploit those tensions in societies that naturally occur, exploit those divisions, so that the governed can't give their consent and thereby hold the government accountable. And no side has clean hands on this. Whether you're on the right or the left, both sides have exploited our divisions because they believe that it can be politically expedient. And that may be so. I mean, frankly, the last few elections have been quite contentious. Here's the problem. They're undermining our democracy in the process. They are not living the creed, the American creed that defines the only thing that connects us, which is a belief in a set of values. And until we as people across difference find solidarity with one another, find ways to hold government accountable, we are not going to realize the America that's in our sacred text. And that is to the detriment of all of us. It doesn't matter what your color is, what your ethnicity is. When the nation underdelivers to some, then none of us are able to touch the American dream or realize the promise that our country has the potential to provide each of us if we'd only hold our leaders accountable.
Well, you know, just the other day we had Flag Day in America, and it was a reminder of who and what we pledge allegiance to, right? I mean, it's not being, you know, this is the thing that I regret. You know, people, oh, you're Mexican-American. I'm American. I don't want to be bifurcated. I'm sorry. I get insulted by a hyphenation. You know, I am an American, and I believe in American interest, and I believe in the American people. That's not bifurcated. That's not hyphenated. I don't care more for you because you're black, or I care more for a Hispanic because they're Hispanic. I care for them because they're made in the image of God, and I hold to a biblical worldview, which is consistent with the values enumerated in our U.S. Constitution. And when we realize that that is the objective, that is the outcome, is what we want, is that which is good for all Americans, then we start to unify, and then we start to heal, you know, these issues that we've been dragging along with us for a long time. And because right now, here we are. We're being bifurcated to such a degree that what is being presented to us is another form of governance that is totally antithetical to the U.S. Constitution. This is the dynamic tension, and maybe that dynamic tension could be a good thing, Ted, because it may cause us to say, no, you know, because sometimes people, when they realize they're losing something, they'll fight and hang on to it all the more. And maybe that's what we need right now for a rebirth of this country. What do you think?
Maybe. It's definitely what we need, but people don't respond to the call in the same way. I can guarantee you that those that stormed the Capitol on January 6th thought they were doing so for the benefit of America, to get America back on track. And we know that that is not the appropriate way in a constitutional democracy to fight back against the outcome of the election that you disagree with. So just because we recognize that there is tension and strife in the country doesn't mean that the reaction to that tension is always going to be honorable or ethical.
Right.
And so we have to ask ourselves as we rally the troops to protect our country, are we doing things that bring us closer to a vision of a nation where we are all created equal, where we all have these unalienable rights, or are we fighting for something where people get left behind simply because they disagree? If it's the latter, you're not fighting for America. You're not living America's creed. What you're doing is selfish and, frankly, is incompatible with the best of what the nation has to offer.
And I think you cited perfectly this dynamic that continues, whether we're talking about racism or what happened on January the 6th, is that I believe there's more to understand exactly what happened. You know, the fact that we have political prisoners, sadly, right now that have been incarcerated for months without due process is disgusting. I mean, this is happening in America today. Some of them are being held in solitary confinement. How is that acceptable? That doesn't further the American dream. It doesn't support what you and I have been talking about. And like you, I stand against this. Theodore Johnson, his new book, When the Stars Begin to Fall. Thank you,
Are you
Theodore.
Worried about refinancing your mortgage only to find a better rate later? Introducing the No Regret Refinance from Network Capital Funding Corporation. Mortgage rates are near all-time lows, and Network Capital is now offering one of our lowest 30-year fixed rates ever, 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. With a rate this low, you'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Our unique process is fast, simple, and secure. And right now, the Network Capital 30-year fixed rate is 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. Now, today's low rates won't last, so talk to us about the No Regret Refinance today. Call the experts at Network Capital right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run, call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Finance Law Number 603D787, an equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden and Russian leader Vladimir Putin are meeting today in Geneva, Switzerland, a story we will keep you updated on throughout the day. A federal judge in Louisiana issued a preliminary injunction blocking the Biden administration from pausing new oil and gas leases on federal lands. Judge Terry Doty of the U.S. District Court in Monroe, Louisiana, said the administration does not have the legal right to stop leasing federal territory for oil and gas production without approval from Congress. The Southern Baptist Convention, its largest meeting in decades on Tuesday, elected a new president who has worked to bridge racial divides in the church and defeating an effort to make an issue of critical race theory. More than 15,000 delegates in attendance picked their next leader as Ed Litton, a pastor from Alabama. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We've got the professor in the house. Alan Dershowitz joins us, New York Times bestselling author, one of America's most respected legal scholars. And we've got lots to discuss, including the moral equivalence between Hamas terrorism, Israeli self-defense, and, of course, his brand new book, The Case Against the New Censorship. Professor, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us, as always, sir.
Hey, it's great to be back on your show. I enjoy your show very much.
Well, thank you. Before we get into some of these details and some of these stories we're talking about, I wanted to get your read on what's going on with these political prisoners that remain incarcerated in Washington, D.C. as a result of the January 6th riot. What happened to due process? I mean, these are political prisoners, some being beaten up by guards reportedly, being held in solitary confinement. How can that stand here in this country?
We have a presumption of innocence and we have a presumption of bail. And these are not convicted defendants. These are people who are being detained. They're presumed innocent. They should be released unless there's overwhelming evidence of danger or risk of flight. I'm actually representing one of the young men who was caught up in this, who's a law school student. He's free, but his career is on the line as a lawyer. All he did was exercise his freedom of speech and freedom of assembly, and we're hoping to prevail in our case. So although I personally, you know, I'm on the other side politically of many of these issues. I'm a liberal Democrat. I voted for Joe Biden. I support the Biden administration. I support due process and free speech and right of assembly and the right to protest. And I don't care whether you're protesting me or protesting the other side. You have the right to protest. You shouldn't be in prison awaiting trial for something that you believe was your constitutional right.
Yeah, I'm bothered because I believe the narrative of January the 6th has been conveniently put in a box, and there's no consideration of any other reasons for why people went into the Capitol building and, you know, we're told they stormed it, and yet we're seeing video, Professor, of the Capitol Police basically inviting people to come in. I mean, it was even with that one gentleman who was in the hairdress, you know, the regalia that's quite notable that everybody sees. He's
no
right there.
No crime to dress up.
Yeah. I mean, he's right there and talking with the Capitol Police. And he just says, you guys don't have any guns, right?
My client, the same thing. He was welcomed in by the police. And he would never have gone in if he hadn't been told he'd come in. He didn't go there to enter the Capitol. He went there because the president said to him that he should protest patriotically and peacefully, and he wanted to do that. That was his goal. That was his intention. I think a lot more facts will come out as these issues unfold. And everybody should be treated as an individual. They shouldn't be grouped together. People, you know, people went there for different reasons. People went there out of different ideologies. People went there peacefully. And that should be looked at. The rule of law requires that everybody be treated as an individual.
Yeah, I'm screaming from the rafters here, I got to tell you, because when you see that people are being held in solitary confinement, due process is being disregarded, and it's all based on a single narrative. Like you said, it's one size fits all. This is what the federal government is habitual in doing. Everything is somehow fits into a convenient box and package for them, and in this particular case, it seems to be serving more a political purpose than an American purpose.
Right, and we know the Justice Department has issued regulations and memorandums saying there are categories of people and they should be treated as categories. No, not in America. In America, we're not categories. Under the First Amendment, each of us is an individual who has the right to petition the government, the right to free speech, the right to free expression. And we have to be judged individually on what we did do and what we didn't do, not on what others did.
Mm-hmm. Professor, I've heard anywhere from, you know, a couple hundred, I think as many as 521 people, I guess, is one report. People have been arrested and charged with crimes. The process is very, very slow, which is, you know, in contrast, you look at what's happening in the border. It's open like a sieve. People are allowed to, you know, come running into our country. And we've got due process of American citizens that somehow is being ignored for some political end here or to teach somebody a lesson, I guess.
Well, I hope we'll have due process. You know, there's a pretty good court system in Washington, D.C., and I do think that once lawyers get on board and once we see briefs filed, we'll see more due process than we've seen in the beginning. Look, the event was a cataclysmic event in America.
Yes,
and there are
no
some
doubt.
People who did things that deserve punishment.
Mm-hmm.
But individualized consideration is the key to the rule of law.
Exactly. Well, Professor, I wanted to talk about a conversation that you've been having. And, of course, again, we were hit with a perspective from Ilhan Omar, which is anti-Semitic on its face and disturbing. And you said clearly, you know, this moral equivalence between Hamas terrorism and Israeli self-defense, you know, that's an abomination, right?
It's an abomination and it's anti-Semitic. I mean, you might want to make equivalencies between Hamas terrorism and PLO terrorism or Hamas terrorism and other forms of terrorism. But the idea that a democracy, whether it's the United States or Israel, can be compared to a tyranny like Hamas because it engaged in self-defense. Look what just happened yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Hamas
yes.
sends these incendiary balloons. They set farms on fire. They set houses on fire. They endanger the lives of children. And what is Israel expected not to respond? Of course they have to respond. Imagine how America would respond.
Exactly.
Look at how America did respond when we've been attacked in the past. And we shouldn't compare the United States' response to Japan when Pearl Harbor was attacked to Hamas. Hamas has decided that every 5 or 7 years, it was going to start rockets against Israel. Israel will then have to retaliate. And then the international community will attack Israel for its retaliation. That's one thing. But to have a member of Congress make a comparison between the United States and Hamas. Hamas murders gay people. Hamas murders Christians. Right. You know how many Christians are left in Gaza? If there are any, they're in prison because you can't be a Christian in Gaza. And to compare Hamas, which is doing this, to the United States, where all religions are free, is such a disgrace to a member of Congress. Ilhan Omar should be stripped of her committee chairmanships. The Democratic Party is making a terrible, terrible mistake, giving her the honor of serving on committees. And it's just wrong. Mm-hmm. And the Democratic leadership is showing cowardice. Again, I'm a Democrat.
Right.
I where is Chuck Schumer? I mean, is Nancy Pelosi? Where are the leaders of the Democratic Party when it comes to Ilhan Omar? They can't show cowardice. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't show cowardice when Joe McCarthy rears his ugly head in the 1950s, and you can't show cowardice when Ilhan Omar rears her equally ugly head in the current age.
Well, the Republican Party, you know, I guess to its credit, has been quick to remedy those situations when they come up. By contrast, and there's a clear contrast to your point, you've got the leader of the House and Nancy Pelosi pretty much coming alongside Ilhan Omar and, you know, supporting her. And, you know, and like you say, well, where is the leader of the House? Where's Chuck Schumer in addressing, you know, this issue? Because it is on its face anti-Semitic, and it's somebody in a very powerful position in our government that we're allowing place and preference to, which is very dangerous down the road, as Israel themselves are realizing that they're running into problems. Did you think the timing of this attack from Hamas was interesting? Because here we are in the midst of a transference of leadership that has been taking place, and then Hamas attacks Israel.
Oh, there's no question. This was a test of the new government. This is a test of the new administration. And the new administration passed the test. They responded. They didn't kill anybody. They destroyed some military targets, some military activities. And they did exactly the right thing. And so the United States must continue to support Israel militarily, politically, economically, because they're our strongest ally in the Middle East.
Exactly.
And when you get members of Congress attacking Israel and making these equivalencies, and, you know, Ilhan Omar is not the worst. She's an outlier. Everybody knows she is not a somebody who supports American values in many ways. To compare Hamas to America is so outrageous.
Exactly.
But we
got to go to break.
More individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher
publisher who is honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We continue to experience the case against the new censorship protecting free speech from big tech, progressives, and universities. With us to talk about it, New York Times bestselling author, one of America's most respected legal scholars, Alan Dershowitz, is back with us. And Alan, you know, this current case that's pending, that you got a favorable judgment in this CNN defamation lawsuit. I don't want to get into details and compromise anything, but this is a case in point of what needs to be done with bullies. You got to be able to bully them back. And in this case, fortunately, the court was, was right on to give you, a decision to move forward in this defamation lawsuit.
Yeah, what CNN did was just beyond belief. Yes. I had said for a whole day in front of the Senate, made my argument, the president cannot commit crimes. If the president commits high crimes and misdemeanors, he can be impeached. If the president commits any criminal conduct that is relevant to his job, he can be impeached. And then I said, in answer to the question of the senator, if the president does anything unlawful or illegal, he can be impeached. And CNN goes on and says, Dershowitz says the president can't be impeached even if he murders people, even if he engages in criminal conduct, even if he engages in unlawful conduct. They what they did is they doctored my recording, took out the words unlawful and illegal, and played it without that, and then had their commentators say I was like Stalin and Hitler, allowing a president to do anything he wanted, even illegal conduct. So I sued them for a lot of money. There are a lot of charities who would be very happy if I went. Right. And the court looked at what I said, and the court looked at what CNN said, and the court ruled that that was not a fair report of what I said, so that they could not get the benefit of the fair reporting privilege, and therefore I have a right to trial. So now I have the ability to depose Jeff Zucker, the head of CNN, and the various commentators at CNN, and be able to prove that it was a calculated decision to try to destroy my reputation because I've done a good job defending the president. And they're going to have to pay for it. And That's the way the law should operate. You know, they have a First Amendment right to be wrong, but they don't have a First Amendment right to maliciously distort what I said and turn it into the exact opposite of what I said.
Right. And to try to attack your credibility, discredit you, you know, do what the cancel culture does. They wanted to cancel you altogether.
And they did. And they canceled me from CNN. They canceled me from MSNBC. Fortunately, I was able to be on other networks and make my points. And I still write my op-eds and I write my books. But cancel culture is very dangerous. And it's quickly becoming American culture because people can be canceled at the whim of just a few people. The New York Times had an interesting story the other day about a family in England that had been canceled as a result of one woman who had simply put things online about them that were totally made up.
Yeah.
But people believe them because of the way high tech operates. If you accuse somebody of something, in that case, they were accused of being pedophiles, it jumps to the top of the Google search. And as Winston Churchill said, a lie gets halfway around the world before the truth has a chance to put its shoes on.
Yes.
And you can't catch up. I was falsely accused of something. I disproved it beyond any possible doubt. I got evidence from the woman herself admitting
she was right. Exactly.
And
I remember
yet people still believe it because it's out there. And that's
right.
The way the Internet works. And that's why the new censorship is so much more dangerous than the old censorship. The old censorship was government. You can beat the government. I've litigated how many, 25, 30 First Amendment cases over the years, and I've won almost all of them because we have the First Amendment on our side. But
exactly.
When the high-tech people do it, they have the First Amendment on their side, and they can censor. And now there's a lawsuit that former President Trump and others are bringing against the major Internet providers for taking him down, saying, wait a minute, you can't deprive the American people of the right to hear their former president, maybe their future president if he gets his way, just because you don't like what he said.
Exactly. Well, not to mention, how many things are we finding out that President Trump had said that the legacy media and big tech and Twitter and, you know, Facebook had canceled and discredited and were finding out to be truth. I mean, you know, recent case in point now is the truth of what happened in the Wuhan laboratory as a leak is now has become irresistible to the legacy media and they're reporting on it.
Well, that's why the marketplace of ideas is so important. Nobody has a monopoly on truth.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the reason the hard left, particularly young people on the hard left, the identity politics people, think they don't need free speech and due process is because they think they have the truth with a capital T's.
Right.
And if you have the truth on your side, what do you need dissenting opinions? What do you need due process? You know that any woman who accuses a man is telling the truth. You know that every election is fair. You know that every vaccine is good. And that may be right. But there should be an opportunity for the other side to be presented.
Because experience has demonstrated time and again, Professor, when we have due process and we're able to reason together, we have a better America and a better result, don't we?
Yeah, but, you know, these people have their utopia in mind. They think they know what is best for America, and they don't think they need to hear from us folks. We're not woke enough, and we're not identity politics enough. And you know what? We're white, and we're male, and we're heterosexual. And if we're those things, what right do we have to speak? We've spoken long enough. It's time for the others to speak out and time for them to silence us. No, I want to hear from everybody. I want to hear
exactly.
from them. I want to make sure no one is silenced,
mm-hmm.
but I don't want to be silenced either. And I won't be canceled and I won't be silenced and I won't take a back seat and I won't give preference to anybody based on racial or gender or sexual preference considerations. Every idea has to fail or succeed on their merits.
Exactly.
I believe in what Martin Luther King said. I dream of a day when my children will someday be judged by the content of their character, not the color of their skin, not the racial identity, not their gender identity, not their sexual identity.
And here we are, Professor, looking at the color of one's skin when Martin Luther, you know, Martin Luther King had presented that idea. It was about black America. But today in the 21st century, we're talking about white America now, too. I mean, who would have thought that, you know, that would have such universal application? You know, when he said that, it was profound and it caused people to ponder. But here it is. The actuation of it today is prevalent. And it's real. And as Tim Scott says, you know, what are we doing? We're using racism to fight racism? How does that make sense?
Yeah, and I have a new book coming out in the next month or so called The Case for Colorblind Equality in an Age of Identity Politics. And I start by two incidents. I was at Martin Luther King's speech in 1963. I was a law clerk in the Supreme Court, and I heard him say those words. And then about a year or so later, I had dinner with Malcolm X, and I heard him express completely the opposite point of view on race. He wanted race to matter. He wanted race to be taken into account. He wanted people to be judged on their race. And so my book is about the conflict between King and Malcolm X and how we should resolve it in favor of Martin Luther King and make sure that we ultimately live in a colorblind society.
Well, here we are. You know, I think one of the big oversteps and things that people are incredibly ignoring here is we have more mixed marriages than we've ever had in our society today. And so how do you tell these young kids that one of their parents is good and the white parent is bad? And they go home and have dinner and they say, well, Johnny, what did you learn at school today? Well, I learned mom did, because you're black, you're good, dad's white, he's bad.
Yeah, and, you know, can you imagine the debate over the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendment? Somebody got up in 1860-something and said, oh, by the way, the Equal Protection Clause means a white person can marry a black person. Not a single person would have voted for that amendment. Right. Nobody, not Abraham Lincoln, nobody supported what they called then miscegenation. Today it's routine, as you say.
Exactly.
We've eliminated race from consideration, legally at least, in marriage and in relationships and other kinds of things. Why do we want to bring it back? Why do we want to have black-only dorms, black-only dining rooms, black-only classes, black-only classes where only blacks can teach and black students can attend? That's not the kind of society I think any of us want to live in, except for Malcolm X and his followers, and they're a small, small minority.
Thank God. But the thing is that the majority cannot sit silent. They've got to activate. And this is, you know, the purpose of your book in the case against new censorship is to open the eyes of Americans who have been distracted and have not watched what's happening right underneath their busyness and other duties that they've had in terms of trying to provide for their families and, you know, dealing with political issues and everything else that's been happening in our world. But the fact of the matter is this case against the new, this is vital because this is foundational to our freedom, isn't it?
Yeah, no, I agree with that. And I think our freedoms are in danger today from identity politics, from these new courses in critical race theory, and from seeing everything through the eyes of who you are, who you were born, what your color is, what your gender is, rather than what kind of a person you are. Mm-hmm. And that's just not what America was built on. George Washington wrote a letter to the Jews, there were so few of them, of Newport, Rhode Island, in the beginning of his presidency, in which he says, to bigotry we will give no sanction. It was the first country in the history of the world ever to give Jews full citizenship and say, we will judge you by the quality of your character. We won't judge you by the fact that you are Jewish or Catholic or Buddhist or Muslim. And we're the first country to do that. We shouldn't lose that.
Well, because the ideals of our founding fathers, Professor, started out was aspirational of moving toward a more perfect union. We're not saying we've arrived. It is a process, right? Exactly.
We'll never arrive. The struggle for liberty never stays won. The struggle for freedom never stays won. But you can't stop the struggle. We can't give up. We have to try to achieve it every single day. The Bible says justice, justice must you run after. The Hebrew word is rodeif, run after. You'll never achieve it, but you have to keep running after it.
Alan Dershowitz,
yes,
thank you, sir.
The pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that
that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Join me, George Norrie, for...